Darth Ravage grunted, unconvinced.
You're giving the credit to her, when we all know it should really go to the ship. Any one of us could have her success if we controlled the Ascendant Spear.
And therein lies the problem, Bauron continued. We don't control it. She does. And I doubt she'll hand it over to you just because you ask.
The ship is part of the equation, Mar admitted. Darth Mech has controlled the technology sphere when she developed the Ascendant Spear. There is some logic in giving the portfolio to the one who now controls the last of her creations.
Are you scared of her?
Darth Rictus asked, ending his question with a gleeful cackle. Mar ignored the question, refusing to rise to the old man's bait.
I'm willing to consider other candidates for the seat, he continued. If any of you has a worthy suggestion.
Darth Gravis,
Mortis offered, and there was a general murmur of assent from the rest of the group. Inwardly, Mar cringed. It wasn't that Gravis wasn't suitable for the position. The Dark Lord had proven his worth by successfully undermining the Republic campaign to restore the devastated world of Taris. But Gravis was a link to the old ways. Ambitious and ruthless, he had earned many influential allies in the upper echelons of Imperial society, and just as many enemies. Bringing him into the Council would open the door for more infighting, as old grudges would be rekindled, and it would do nothing to convince other species to join the Imperial cause. Worst of all, his selection was sure to anger Darth Carid. Fortunately, Gravis's victory on Taris had been overshadowed when his fleets lost control of the mineral-rich world of Lerator, a costly setback for the Empire.
Gravis failed to keep the Republic at bay in the Mid-Rim, he reminded them.
He has fallen back to Bothawee to regroup, Mortis replied. Soon he will launch a counteroffensive and reclaim Lerator for the Empire.
If he is successful, then I can see no reason to oppose him as a candidate,
Mar grudgingly admitted.
Then we are all in agreement, Mortis pushed. Once Lerator is back under Imperial control, Gravis should be given a seat on the Dark Council and control over the technology sphere.
Mar spoke quickly before anyone else could interject.
I said I wouldn't oppose Gravis as a candidate, he said, his voice firm. He should be considered, as should Carid. We should take some time to think about both candidates before we make a final decision.
Once again, we are all humbled by your wisdom, Darth Mar,
Valron said, his voice hovering on the line between sincerity and mockery.
I propose we adjourn this meeting so we can all ponder this very important decision.
As the members of the Dark Council left the room, Mar could only imagine how Darth Carid would react when she heard the news. He decided it would be best if he told her himself. It took less than 20 minutes for Mar's private shuttle to whisk him away from the Citadel to the private landing pad at his personal stronghold on the outskirts of Koth City. An honor guard of half a dozen Imperial soldiers in full armor stood smartly at attention as he strode down the boarding ramp, and a pair of bowing servants dressed in his personal colors opened the massive doors leading from the landing pad to the interior chambers.